How to Think: The Liberal Arts and Their Enduring Value. Lecture 2: Separating Science.
In the previous lecture, we covered the history of the liberal arts from the Roman times through the 18th century. And we talked about how the liberal arts curriculum, going back to Varro's nine disciplines and then through Marcianus Capella, became the trivium, rhetoric, logic, and grammar, and the quadrivium, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and music, and how those started to mutate and change as the curriculum went on. Now, at the end of that lecture, I promised that we would talk about sort of the elephant in the room. Where is the science? What happened to science? Because when we think today of the liberal arts, we think of them as being distinct from science. So in this lecture, that's what we're going to focus on: how the sciences and the liberal arts split up. And to do that, we have to go back actually before the 18th century, which is where we stopped. But there was a reason I did that. I wanted to come all the way up to the 18th century. Now we'll back up a little bit and then come forward all the way to the 21st century. So in this lecture, I'm going to give you some more historical background because, yay, everybody loves historical background, but not just for the purpose of showing historically how the liberal arts got this way. But, I mean, that's important. And it's a very liberal artsy way of doing things, to look at the historical development, because some things are just contingent. Some things happen because they're almost inevitable, because many forces are pushing that way, and others are sort of contingent, that certain things end up in the curriculum because Varro liked them or Marcianus didn't, and so forth. But also, I have a thesis that I think explains some of that historical development. And furthermore, it explains why the liberal arts are both what they are and how they are, and also why certain things are not in the liberal arts that maybe should be. So here's my thesis, my organizing idea or principle. This is what I want to convince you of. I propose that as soon as one of the disciplines of the liberal arts gets well organized in and of itself as a subfield, as soon as some subfield figures itself out with methodology, with things that are able to be replicated and reproduced, with a set of ways of measuring and doing things, as soon as it gets organized, it breaks off from the liberal arts and becomes a science.